Radio Daily for Not Monday. No. So things are already getting just a little bit better. Tis the 8th of August, 2017. All the geek without the weight. We are the fine folks from GeekRadioDaily.com. You might know us from Facebook and Twitter and all those crazy, crazy places. The folks bringing it to you today, well, the man that had a wild weekend. It's podcasting's Rich Siegfried.
Kids play with their joysticks day in and day out. Jerking back and forth.
No one, I mean, you could go blind if you do that. That's all I'm saying. Hi, I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
That's not a bad idea. I'll tell you, I'll consult my lawyer. And if he advises me to do it, I'll get a new lawyer.
You're damn right you should. Tell me, sir, what happened on this fine, fine, fine day?
Oh my God, I exist again. 1876, Thomas Edison receives a patent for his mimeograph, which he describes as a method of preparing autographic stencils for printing.
Oh, he would.
Yeah, that's a sexy description.
1908, Wilbur Wright makes his first flight at a race course at Le Mans, France. It's the Wright brothers' first public flight.
1911, the 1,000,000th patent is filed at the United States Patent Office by Francis Holton for a tubeless vehicle tire.
Edison take credit for that, too. 1955, the Geneva Conference is held to discuss peaceful uses of atomic energy. They exist.
1978, the United States launches Pioneer Venus 2, carrying a scientific probe to study the atmosphere of Venus.
1996, Netscape asserts in a formal complaint to the government that Microsoft is violating the 1994 antitrust settlement agreement by bundling Internet Explorer with its Windows operating system.
2002, Microsoft announces that it is working on a sequel to the blockbuster game Halo for the Xbox.
There should have been one more stage in that game. 2006, America Online publicly apologizes for releasing a data file containing the search queries of more than 650,000 of its U.S. subscribers 10 days prior. In its apology, it characterized the release as a screw-up and an innocent attempt to reach out to the academic community with research tools. You wanted to know what kind of porn you can charge more for. Birthdays?
Peyton List, 20 years old from Flash Forward, Tomorrow People, and the Frequency series.
Fred Myers is 34. That's Tom in Even Stevens.
Megan Good, 36. Deception, Anchorman 2, Saw 5, The Unborn.
Michael Urie is 37. That's Mark in Ugly Betty.
Jessica Cavello, Honey in New Cutie Honey, Namiel in Queensblade, and Maria in Attack on Titan.
Keith Carradine is 68 from 2 Days in the Valley, Wild Bill Hickok in Deadwood.
Brooke Bundy, 73, Stewardess School, Tina's Mom in Elm Street 3 and 4.
Dustin Hoffman is 80 years old, Marathon Man, Dick Tracy, Sphere, Outbreak, some other things.
I loved Hero. I'm the kid's goddamn role model, for Christ's sake.
That's a very underrated film.
Exactly. We've also got Richard Anderson, 91 years old, Oscar Goldman in The $6 Million Man, and Bionic Woman.
Only guy to play the same character on two shows on two different networks. No longer with us, born in 1879, Bob Smith, American physician and surgeon, co-founded Alcoholics Anonymous.
1903, Dayton Loomis, Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea, and the Time Tunnel.
In color. 1911, Rosetta Lenore from Give Me a Break, Amen, Mama Winslow in Family Matters.
1919, Dino De Laurentiis produced more than 500 films, of which 38 of them were nominated for Academy Awards. The Shootist, Orca, King Kong, Flash, Manhunter, Evil Dead 2, and Army of Darkness.
1919, John David Wilson, an English animator, worked on Peter Pan, Lady and the Tramp, and Fern Gully, Legend of the Rainforest.
Oh, the storyboard or animatic for Avatar. And in 1922, we've got Rory Calhoun, Night of the Lepus, Angel, and Hell Comes to Frogtown.
Hell Comes to Frogtown is a damn fun movie that's not on TV tonight at all.
And keep in mind, it's never Lepus. On CBS, we've got a rerun of NCIS, a rerun of Bull, and NCIS Nope.
On ABC, it's, oh God, more reruns of The Middle, Fresh Off the Boat, two reruns of Blackish. Laura learns some more about Nico's past on a new Somewhere Between.
NBC has new America's Got Talent and the finale of World of Dance.
Fox, it still reruns Lethal Weapon, The Mick, Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Worth rewatching on CW. We've got a rerun of The Flash and Legends of Tomorrow.
On Freeform, the police show up at a party on The Fosters and promoting breast health awareness on The Bold Type. Hear, hear.
So do most of the online documentaries we watch, Clint. On AMC, we've got G.
I wonder what that is. BET, Mary Jane's Party is transformed on a new being, Mary Jane.
On Comedy Central, we've got a new Tosh.0 and Jim Jefferies show.
Cartoon Network with a new episode of We Bare Bears, which is so fun.
FX has Fast and the Furious 6, and Fast and the Furious 7, answering all of the questions left over from Fast and the Furious 6.
No, it's just called Furious 7. FXX, The Simpsons, Marge in the online game, and Lisa writes a Springfield anthem.
FXM has In Time.
History Channel with a new episode of American Ripper.
BBC America's T3, Rise of the Machines, that classic British film.
Spike TV for Guys, a new Ink Master and Ink Master Redemption.
Sundance has Alice in Wonderland.
Sci-Fi Channel with Face Off.
TNT has New Animal Kingdom.
It should be more better than that. TBS with Todd and Jess decide to get married on Wrecked. Yeah.
TV One has New Adam Ruins Art. Adam ruins everything. You can do better.
It's probably true TV. I did that wrong. But we're going to be watching the Sci-Fi Channel because a gigantic predatory bird stalks two siblings and a group of friends in the wilderness. Darman Nyees and Casey Barnfield star in Roadkill.
The wonderful Billy Flynn looks at what soap opera's Billy Flynn is doing today. It's your Days of Our Lives Chad update.
All right, let's see. Marlena breaks up with John. No, no. Angelica traps Adrian. Brady's jealous. What? What? All right, so nothing's happening today. But tomorrow is a brand new day. At least it better be. Hashtag Chabby forever.
No blasted lettuce today!
Of course there's not, because just because we were back for one day, people are still in shock that we're actually back and don't know if they should actually type anything. Well, yes, you should. And you should type a note that you send to us talking about any old thing you want to. For instance, what would you have put in the Chad update today if Chad was actually a part of it? How great was the Netflix cartoon this time around? All that fun stuff. Drop a note to podcast at geekradiodaily.com because we'd love to hear from you. And if you don't, we'll keep playing that same sounder every damn day.
Haven't been listening to the Revcast? Here's what you're missing.
The sharks have an economy based on gold.
Apparently.
You have a shark like decked out like Mr. T with the bling all over.
Oh, now I want to see that. I want somebody to draw a picture of a shark with a mohawk. I pity them.
I'm done.
The Revcast by RevolutionSF.com. Available at RevolutionSF.com, iTunes, and part of the ESO network.
Hi, this is Alan Ruck, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily. For all us geeks. Okay, bye.
Bye, Alan. Next time we see you, if you could step a little closer to the mic, that'd be fantastic. It is your Not Monday edition of GRD, and there's only a couple of things that could mean, but one's right.
Sir.
What?
Are either one of these any good?
I don't watch movies.
Hell no, but you do, and you collect them still to this day. What is out? What can we add to the collection, sir?
Well, from television, we have JoJo's Bizarre Adventure Season 1.
Blind Spot Season 2. At least I think that's what it is. I can't see it.
I see what you did there. From the documentaries category, we have I Am Battle Comic, which was directed by Jordan Brady from Jordan Jesse Go, a fantastic podcast. It features stand-up comedians performing on the front lines for our troops.
We got some re-releases ready for Blu-ray. That would be Bowfinger, the last good Eddie Murphy movie. The last funny Eddie Murphy movie, I should say.
Agreed. We've also got Teen Wolf 2.
That's T-O-O, because it means also. And Basketball. Hells yeah.
Yes, Basketball. I love that movie. It is one of my favorite movies. I even have an inflatable basketball at home.
You're excited. Feel these nipples.
And regular theatrically released movies, brand new to DVD and Blu-ray. We've got King Arthur, Legend of the Sword. Yeah, if you really wanted to watch that.
Snatched, because Taken is just such a different film.
We also have Midget Zombie Takeover from 2013. Yes, that is an actual thing.
The Hunter's Prayer, which is, please, Lord, don't let it misfire.
We also have Jackie Chan in Kung Fu Yoga.
Remember when Jackie Chan was a cool guy that we all liked?
Yeah.
Forbidden Knowledge from Giants to Atlantis, which I guess is the Kama Sutra of all of those people.
It's the Kama Sutra for conspiracy theorists. I can dig that. And we also have Cinematic Titanic, the complete collection. Listen to pros make fun of movies.
Oh my God, I so have to get that. Those were so good. But what we're definitely going to be getting is the story of a beautiful young woman, Lucy, who has a passionate and bloody affair with Count Dracula. Many years later, she recovers from a strange amnesia. She begins to realize her true identity as a creature who is thirsty for blood. A cult expert, Van Helsing, tries to save Lucy from the clutches of the vampire. But will her dark dream of living eternally with Dracula come true? Javier Caffarena, Antonio Del Rio star in Apostle of Dracula. And if I see Van Helsing elsewhere, to God, I shall slay him. Yeah.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News!
Take a look at the world from a geeky point of view. So, the Marvel Cinematic Universe. Remember when that wasn't a thing? We were getting closer and closer to 2019 and Avengers 4, Part 2 of Infinity War, whatever you want to call it, where things are going to be changing. Now, it's already been hinted the film's going to have some major changes, characters and franchises, which means we're going to be saying goodbye to some old favorites. One of those favorites, or I should say, part of those favorites, will be your Guardians of the Galaxy. James Gunn saying that Volume 3 will mark the end of this current lineup of the Guardians of the Galaxy. What? Or as he said earlier, conclude the story of this iteration of the Guardians. Now, he left things open-ended going, I'm definitely interested in the direction that these characters are headed and their roles in the Marvel Universe. Now, Marvel seems unlikely to explore the team's more outlandish origins, you know, the time travel. Not something we're dealing with. Now, what's going to happen to our current heroes? Will Gamora team up with a group of losers? Will Drax take over the lead on Big Bang Theory? Will Peter break his leg when he falls into a pit after joining the FBI while chasing Velociraptors? Can we at least get an animated flick of the young adventures of Stallone and Rooker as they battle their biggest threats? You know, Dolph Lundgren and the stink palm.
13-year-old Australian newcomer Tegan Croft from The Osiris Child has landed one of the lead roles in the live-action series Titans based on the DC Comics title Teen Titans. The story follows a group of young, soon-to-be superheroes led by former Robin himself, Dick Grayson, who has become Nightwing. Croft plays Raven, the daughter of a demon who is a powerful empath who must keep her emotions in check. Hey, she didn't ask to be a demon spawn, so Azarath Metreon Zintho yourself and leave her alone. Greg Berlanti, Akiva Goldsmith, Jeff Jones, and Sarah Schechter are executive producing. The series is slated to premiere in 2018 as one of the first original series on a DC-branded direct-to-consumer digital service. If the series goes well, hopefully one day we'll get to see her as Lady Legasus.
But I gotta pay for yet another streaming service?
Damn you, CBS!
Ever wonder what a dinosaur actually looks like?
Yep.
Giant lizards with fins glued to their backs? Huge, sure. Deadly, feather-covered demons?
Close.
Barney? Without the doctor's help, we're never really going to know, or at least we didn't think we would. National Geographic has shared some astonishing images of a dinosaur found accidentally by miners in Canada, which, yes, sounds like the start of a sci-fi movie. The writer of the piece visits the fossil prep lab at the Royal Tyrrell Museum in the windswept Badlands of Alberta, describing the massive 2,500-pound mass of stone that they found. At first glance, the reassembled gray blocks look like a 9-foot-long sculpture of a dinosaur. A bony mosaic of armor coats its neck and back, and gray circles outline individual scales. Its neck gracefully curves to the left, back, and to the left, as if reaching towards some tasty plant. But there is no lifelike sculpture. It's an actual damn dinosaur. Petrified. Petrified from the snout to the hips. He continues, the more I look at it, the more mind-boggling it becomes. Fossilized remains of skin still cover the bumpy armor plates, dotting the animal's skull. Its right forefoot lies by its side, its 5 digits splayed upward. I can count the scales on its sole. Okay, whatever. Caleb Brown, a postdoctoral researcher at the museum, says, we don't have just a skeleton. We have a dinosaur as it would have been. Now, this crazy, amazing fossil is a newfound species and genus of nodosaur, which is not nodosaur. It's totally different. It's a type of ankylosaur, often overshadowed by its cereal box famous cousins in the subgroup Ankylosauridae, which I said wrong. This thing lived 110 million to 112 million years ago, and at some point in time in this cave, this damn thing died and became part of the stone, and it is preserved better than anything we have ever seen. Now, will this stone dino come to life and wreak havoc? No, because this is not a sci-fi original movie. But noted expert Dr. Ian Malcolm did say,
no, I'm simply saying that life finds a way.
Coming this fall to sci-fi, Jaleel White and Jodie Sweetin star in Dino Nami. Hotels have begun paying back customers who say their hotel reservations were canceled or experienced sudden price gouging in preparation for the upcoming August 21st eclipse. The Oregon Department of Justice says six customers received a total of $6,500 in payments, wow, after filing complaints against the Stafford Inn in Prineville. 22 individuals who had rooms booked at the Grand Hotel in Salem will receive payments as well. Customers can receive $500 per reservation. The department has received complaints about 15 hotels in the 90-mile path of eclipse that suddenly canceled reservations, doubled, and even tripled the price of reserved hotel rooms without notice to customers. Oregon's Unlawful Trade Practice Act prohibits businesses from misleading customers over the cost of certain services. So would common decency. The Stafford Inn was charged a $1,300 fine for violating that law. The DOJ says more complaints are coming in every day from consumers traveling to Oregon from across the country and internationally. So far, the department has resolved complaints from 9 hotels. It's not obviously illegal to charge a high price for a hotel room, said Kristen Edmondson, spokeswoman for Oregon Attorney General Ellen Rosenblum. What is not right is when you market a certain price to then later on not honor that price. Gouging people when they try to view one of the universe's greatest spectacles is not only...
That is what we call a dick move.
It is also a total eclipse of the heart.
Scottish whiskey company Grants is looking for a global drinks ambassador. That's right, geeks. As part of the job interview, they will require applicants to travel the world and drink a lot of whiskey. God, what a hassle. Now, to be clear, the interview is not simply, you know, apply, get sent abroad, drink whiskey. To get this job, you'll need to drink whiskey and travel the world. Drinking all over the world? No! 3 lucky candidates chosen after initial rounds of interviews will be sent to 3 places each in October. 1 to Poland, Israel, India. 1 to South Africa, the Nordics, and Colombia. 1 to Russia, Taiwan, and France. These candidates will head around the countries encouraging people to drink whiskey, Grants Whiskey, of course, by drinking and organizing big whiskey drinking events. But to get there, you got some work to do. First, social media. You got to ask people to create a drink containing 3 ingredients, one of which is Grant's whiskey, that captures their personality and share it on Instagram with a hashtag I'm not going to tell you. From that, they'll select 250 people, and they'll start whittling the whole damn thing down. Now, your role will include being sent on another trip around the world representing the brand and spreading the whiskey far and wide. Or, in more office-y speak, you'll have to build relationships with bartenders, educate people about the brand, collect market intelligence, and be the on-call ambassador for local market visits, often last-minute requests. So, it is a proper job, even if it does involve whiskey and a lot of travel. If you fancy applying, you've got until August 31st. Best of luck to you. Now, don't forget our finder's fee. It would be the very least that you can do. So, cheers. And wouldn't that be one hell of a booze review?
Yay.
GRD is licensed to the Creative Commons Distribution Non-Commercial Non-Derivative Commercial 3.0 license. Ain't nothing like a little plug right there. I'm happy to be pimping it, indeed. Go check us out on Facebook and Twitter and stop by the website at geekradiodaily.com. Go to youtube.com/geekradiodaily. There's a new Netflix cartoon up there. I might have told you it's funny, and I damn sure was right. Easy. Drop a note, won't you please? It's podcast@geekradiodaily.com because we would love to hear from you. And I guess we'll do that, possibly, the next time we get together.
This is developing into a very bad habit.
No, it must not end like this.
Well, that went well.
You can waste time with your friends when your chores are done.
Good night, suckers!
Listen, ladies, it's been real, and it's been fun.
But has it been real fun?
Mm-mm. Nope.
You don't want to tell me who set me up, huh? You want Big Boy to hear that? What do you think, Mumbles?
Let's take this and play it for Big Boy.
Wait. Hey, Keys. Look here, man. Set you up. Big Boy paid him to get you out of the way.